WPY Mobile.
KN4VWA, W4DJW.
VWA, what's up, Dave?
Well, Stretch. That's what I nicknamed him. Stretch has two flights under his belt now, doing great. It's got a better GPS, got 16 satellites on his first flight out. Did really, really good.
Fantastic. And the issue with prop wash?
So, I probably shouldn't have done it, but I made two changes at once. I stretched it by 2 inches like you know about. And I also dropped the pits down from 4.5 on pitch and roll to 4 on the primary, the proportional portion of the PID. I went from 4.5 to 4 on all three, roll, pitch, and yaw. And prior to, that was on the second flight. On the first flight, I left it up high. And it wasn't as twitchy as before, but I won't know till I get out the airfield and I go into forward flight whether or not it starts that oscillation thing. That's what that's supposed to solve. But I dropped the pits down from 4.5 to, or the proportional part of the three pits down to 4, and it's steady as a rock. It's just like the DJI. No different.
That's great. I got to see this thing fly. You know we're going to have to get out there. Well, shoot. I got to drive the bus tomorrow, and I should finish up at around, and be home by about 3 o'clock. And then on Thursday, I should be finishing up at about 2:30. And Friday, I'm thinking Friday morning might be a good time, but you've got to work.
I got something on Thursday that I have to do about that time, about the same time you do on Thursday. I didn't put it on my calendar yet, though, but I got to do that. I can't remember when it was. Right around 1 or 2 o'clock, I think. And then I might be able to sneak out early on Friday because after that, there's only 3 days left. Right? I'm getting down the last 3 days, and people aren't bothering me much at all now. That's why I was able to finish up this morning and get that thing in the air. I got to take some pictures of it in the air. Like I did that time when I fixed that arm on that little Mavic Mini. I got to get some pictures like that that I can put on the transmitter to differentiate it between that one and the one that isn't stretched. So maybe Friday morning. I don't know. We'll play it by ear. See what happens.
And I'll have the mall finished by then. And possibly, if I can get my head wrapped around the programming properly, then I should be able to... possibly get the Cessna out there too. Yeah, that would be great. Alright, so officially, do you have to work on the day of the 15th, or is the 15th your first free day?
15th is the last day that I'm supposed to work, so I'll say adios to everybody and then I'll duck out. I'll tell them if I don't hear from you before noon Pacific time, that's 3 o'clock their time, that I'm done. And I don't think there'll be a problem with that. And I can, and if I don't hear anything shortly after that email goes out, then I'll be done.
The new one on Thursday morning.
A week from this Thursday, not this Thursday, but a Thursday a week from that. Yeah, and then I'm free until this other thing kicks in. If it kicks in, it may not kick in at all.
That new deal you've got possible, it's going to start on Thursday morning, right?
Well, I've got the second stage of that one coming up this Thursday, so I won't know. So they have like you go through a stage and then you wait a week, or you wait a week and a half or 2 weeks, and then they come back to you and say, "Okay, we're moving you to the next level." So they've got a whole bunch of people that they must have got some big contract or something. They got a whole bunch of people they're moving, and so there's like a week and a half or half a week to 2 weeks in between each one of your stages. So I won't know for that one. I mean, I could know really quick. The guy that I talked to in the very first stage said, it'll all be done in 2 weeks. Yeah, that hadn't happened.
That's like, that old saying of when you're ordering and you're real hungry, you usually bite off more than you can chew. You get more food, you order more food than you really should. So, or going to the grocery store. Never go to the grocery store hungry. It always costs you an extra 40 or 50 bucks. Optimism. It's a wonderful thing. But I tell you what, I'd love to get out there on Friday morning. Man, that would just be nice. And it's supposed to be cool this week. Hey, you know, it's supposed to be back in the 90s, mid-90s next week.
Yeah, and I should have the video transmitter. That thing's got everything on it except for the video transmitter. And I'm switching because it, you know, and something I was going to tell you about that reminds me. When it was out there at Campobello, and we were all the way down there on the right to those little tables that have electricity out there by themselves, and it took off and flipped over, I'm betting anything it was the same problem as this one with the tandem. It told me 2.4 gigahertz. It gave me an RSSI, low RSSI warning on 2.4 gigahertz several times while I was flying it at the field last time. But I was using 900 to fill in the gap, so I was completely covered because I was using 900 is 33 centimeters. So I was using 33 centimeters and not 23, but what is the other one? 70? No. 2.4 gigahertz and 33 centimeters. I was failing over to the 900. So everything worked on this one. So I didn't have any issues like I had when I was out at Campobello when I was on a Spectrum radio that only had 2.4 gigahertz. And so I'm betting that problem that we were seeing was the same thing, as that video transmitter was blocking that Spectrum receiver. W4DJW, well, there's spread spectrum. And, you know, you can have, so is Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi is spread spectrum. And you can have 15 Wi-Fis in the same area, and they work. Each one of them work. But if they pick the same pattern or a pattern that's close, then as long as my transmitter is close to the receiver, everything's fine. But when the transmitter starts getting further away from the receiver than the video transmitter, it's fixed, right? It's fixed on the copter. It's only like 6 to 8 inches away from the receiver. And they stay together as it flies away from my transmitter, right? Which diminishes the effect of my transmitter greatly as it flies away from you. You following me?
Signal integrity and crossover.
Yeah, it blinds it. It's like a blinding light in your eyes. So the best way to describe it is, you're trying to look at something and somebody's headlights come on and they're in your eyes. You can't see anything. Same thing. I'm thinking that's what happened those couple of times we were up there at Campobello and it just was not working. That's what it was, a headlight in the eyes, because they're both on 2.4 gigahertz. And those stayed close together as it flew further and further away from my transmitter. So, yeah, that just didn't work. And before that, I was using Easy UHF 70 centimeters. I wasn't using Spectrum. So 70 centimeters worked fine, no problem, with a 2.4 gigahertz video transmitter. But when I switched it to Spectrum, that didn't work. That failed.
I want to be up there when you give this thing its first shot. And, you know, like I always say, if I could help in some way, you know, all you got to do is say, hey. So, yeah, that's going to be fun. Now, let me ask you something. This is kind of shifting off to a different subject. Am I wrong in thinking that you remember, you've used RT Systems programming software for radios before, haven't you?
Yeah, the way he did it, though, is you have to buy different cables and different software packages. And I bought like four of them for four different combinations, things that I had. To put the software with the cable now is after 10 years have gone by. kind of hard to find the software and the cable.
With that is, it looks, when I see the companion software for the Taranis, it looks similar in structure to the RT Systems spreadsheets and programming software. Am I wrong?
Yeah, you are, because there's like 15 tabs on Companion, and one of those tabs is a simulator of your transmitter. Another one is, well, I can't remember all of them, but there's a grid on some of them, but there's like entry forms on others. So I wouldn't say they're anything alike. I mean, they're both thick clients. They use Microsoft Foundation class objects to build the GUI, the graphical user interface, but that's about as close as they come to each other.
Okay, well, I've just got to get a little further and deeper down into it then. And like I said, my radio is supposed to be there sometime between, it's 1 o'clock. It's supposed to be in there between 1 and 4, and I haven't gotten a notification yet. But it's supposed to be there today, so I'll be able to get the radio, figure out which switches are which, and then assign the channels and switches. And I'm hoping I'm going to be able to go ahead and have enough to figure out the rates and the exponential on it.
Well, let me know if you need me to come help you get that set up. A whole lot easier to do it with somebody that's already done it once before than it is to try to figure. Because there's 100 different ways to do it. There's not, the question is, how do you do this? The question is, which way did you use to do this? Because there's 100 different ways you can get the same end results. I got the coffee finished making. I got to go down there and pick up the coffee. But anyway, just wanted to let you fill you in on, I'm getting flights on that thing now. Things are starting to look better.
Can't wait. Hopefully we'll be out there Friday morning. Oh, and as far as you saying there's 100 different ways to do that, yeah, I got onto a YouTube video and was watching the guy, and, man, he was more confusing than helping because, you can do it this way, and then if you really want to, you can go over here and do it that way, and then, it's supposed to be for startup, and, hey, take one path and then expand off the path after you get solid on one path. All right, so anyhow, I got to get me some different YouTube videos. All right, go down and get your coffee, and I'll talk to you later, big guy. Hopefully we'll get out there Friday morning. W4DJW. W3's KN4VWA, clear.
Okay, yeah, and I can take you through the most of it. I've got files that we can open. I can bring them on a USB stick, but I've got files that we can open for Companion for different airplanes that do different kind of things. One's just a straight four-channel, throttle, elevator, aileron, rudder, and then the other ones are doing the mixing like I was showing you, where you can throw down your flaps when you're on your last click of your idle or your throttle, or you can pop them up as air brakes and pop down the elevator to compensate for the change in direction. But we'll get it all figured out. Don't worry about it. And then you can test it right there. You don't even have to hook it up to your airplane. You can test it right in the software. It's pretty cool stuff. Anyway, talk to you later. KM4VWA, W4DJW, clear.
JWKI4DOS mobile.
Hey, Gary, how are you?
Dave, did you make it to the meeting last night?
I had good intentions, but good intentions and 5 cents will buy you 5 cents worth of gum.
Oh, yeah, well, I was going to try to go, but something came up and I didn't get to go either. But I talked to Johnny yesterday, and I've had several people call me about the Upstate Ham Fest, and he and I talked, I told everybody that it had been postponed. And there were several people that said there wasn't anything on the website about it. And I told Johnny to contact Wyatt and see if they could put something on the website or the Facebook page. And he said that he would see if he could take care of it. But I just wanted somebody else to be aware.
Okay, Gary. Yeah, I heard other people talking about that, too. Meant to do the same thing. To get somebody to put that up there to clear up the confusion. So I appreciate you doing that. I'm with you. I got the same kind of pinging you got.
Well, lad, I'm not the only one getting pinged about that, but I talked with Johnny and told him, I said, well, according to the website, it looks like it's still on, but I said, well, need to get with Wyatt since he's in charge of that. And he said he'd see what he could do. But like I said, I just wanted somebody else to be aware if they weren't.
No, I appreciate it, Gary. I'm going to run down and get my coffee. It's starting to get cold. I forgot all about it. I put the pot on 10 minutes ago. But anyway, good talking to you. Be careful out there on mobile. KI4DOS, good hearing from you. W4DJW.
Good hearing. Good talking with you. And that's a good timing as I've arrived over here to the grocery store. I've got to go in and do a little grocery shopping and see if I can't get that done and get it back home and get it in the house and help Joy get it put away. You and Amy have a great afternoon, what's left of it, and we'll talk at you a little bit later. W4DJ, WKI4DOS, Mobile Clear.
KI4DOS, KO4NUE. 4DOS, KO4NUE. UE, no contact, I'm clear.